We turn now to the bombings in Sri Lanka and a Michigan connection. For more than 15 years, an Ann Arbor-based nonprofit group's been bringing volunteers over to work with children in that nation. Dr. Naresh Gunaratnam is originally from the island nation. Since 2003, he has been working with a nonprofit that founded Grace Girls Home. It's an orphanage for children who've been affected by violence and poverty in Sri Lanka. Doctor, some of the board members from Michigan are there right now?
Yes, we have two board members in Sri Lanka now, and I've spoken to them, and they've given us some insights on what's happening.
What are they telling you? What are you hearing?
Well, the country is in a state of lockdown, so people are forbidden from walking around, and schools are shut. All major administrative buildings are shut down. The children at the orphanage are very frightened. A lot of those children have gone through war. Sri Lanka went through a civil war that ended in 2009, and the kids are now traumatized. We had 10 years of peace and nonviolence, and unfortunately, these bombings have reignited their post-traumatic stress.
Well, I can only imagine, and the irony that this year was meant to celebrate these 10 years of peace in Sri Lanka after that civil war. How did you feel when you heard the news of Sunday's bombings?
I was devastated. For the last 10 years, we've had relative peace. I lived through the 30 years of civil war, and it was a brutal civil war. Over 100,000 people were killed. In the last 10 years, the various ethnic groups had reconciled. There was harmony, and I think we were moving towards a peace. And this reignited all of the ethnic divisions again. And I'm fearful that partisan ethnic divisions will arise, leading to more violence.
Now, I understand that the church that you went to as a child was one of the targets on Easter Sunday. Describe this church for us and the congregation and its importance in Sri Lanka.
Well, this was St. Anthony's Church, and we used to visit it because as a five-year-old growing up, I got to light the candles. And as a five-year-old, it was a thrill, so I used to love going there because I could light, my parents would allow me to light these candles. And when I saw the devastation, I've seen the pictures in the New York Times, it was really heart-wrenching because these are areas that I knew as an area of peace and happiness. To see the devastation and the bloody bodies was really heartbreaking.
What did you hear from family members? Have you had a chance to be in touch?
I've talked to some. Everyone is very scared. They're worried about reigniting all the violence that occurred during the Civil War. There were police barricades, searches. They've just reinstituted a law that allows for anybody to question you anytime and throw you in jail. And so people are fearful that the authorities will start imposing on rights.
Now, that civil war that you talked about, and my goodness, to think that it lasted from 1983 until 2009, largely between ethnic groups, the majority Sinhalese, the minority Tamils. But as we've been hearing over the last couple of days, there are also tensions among religious groups. Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, and Christians all live on this island nation. With your family as Christian, tell us, what is it like to be a Christian in Sri Lanka?
For the most part, Christians are tolerated because Christians are both Sinhalese and Tamils. The current tension between Muslims and Buddhists arose most recently in 2014. And then in February 2018, there was a violent protest where it started out as a traffic accident where a Sinhalese truck driver was assaulted by four Muslim youths. He was killed. That led to riots where over 400 shops were burned, houses were burned, several people died.
Were you surprised?
I wasn't, unfortunately, because I think in order to have true resolution, you have to be tolerant of every religion. You know, and unfortunately, it's a great political card to play that one group gets elected and there is ethnic division where politicians use these divisions between ethnic groups to benefit their political agendas. And unfortunately, the Sri Lankan government's political leaders are doing this, unfortunately, using Buddhist nationalists are often driving these divisions, which lead to tensions where the government leaders will say, well, you know, your lives would be great if not for this ethnic group. And if we get rid of this ethnic group, then your lives would be great. You'll all be employed, etc. And unfortunately, that political card works all over the world and throughout history.
So how might these attacks affect the work you want to do with the orphanage going forward?
It's challenging. You know, we used to go in 2002 to 2009 when there was active civil war. You know, we've been stopped by police. We've been searched. So there's always this tension. It is concerning. My wife and I had this conversation yesterday where she said, you know, I really don't want you to go. And that's an ongoing conversation. We had planned to go. We go every year and volunteer. We've taken groups as big as 60 to go volunteer. And we do simple things like, you know, last year we built a computer lab. The previous year we built some solar panels. The previous year we built the basketball court and cleaned up the kids' rooms. And just, you know, these are children who've been affected by war, had lost parents due to severe violence, suffer from post-traumatic stress. And our job is just to give them innocence, you know, play with them, take them on trips, you know, make them marshmallows and roast marshmallows in the evenings, and just give them some a semblance of normality. And so that innocence has been, in a way, taken away by some of this violence. But we're hoping things settle down and the leaders can appropriately calm the population down such that we can get back on the path to peace.
Dr. Naresh Gunaratnam, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us and for the work that you're doing for these children.
Thank you, Cynthia.
And to learn more about the orphanage in Sri Lanka, just go to gracegirlshome.org.